Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Paulette Young, speaking, and we are having a little bit of technical difficulty with the board, but I know the audience can still hear me. Selena, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I'm not, for some reason, I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, are taking vitamins dangerous to your health? Do we need to take vitamins? How useful is vitamin? Can you overdose on vitamins? Are there any good vitamins and supplements? Can you have a heart attack taking supplements or vitamins? What can happen if you have too many vitamins? Join us tonight on American Health Crisis with Paulette Young and Selena Lindsay and a host of others. If you want to speak, you'll have to, when you call, some of you are on the line, so it's 858-769-4936, but for me to be able to hear you, you have to press 1. Selena, can I still hear you?
Yes, you can.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Hello. Yes, you can.
That part's working for some reason. I don't know what's going on, girl. Anyway, this is American Health Crisis, and we're on once a month, the first Monday of the month at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And the number that you dial in, you'll continue to dial in that number. Selena, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going on at my end. So hopefully something's being recorded anyway. Okay, so we're talking about vitamins. If you do take high amounts of vitamins, like a multivitamin, and they have nutrition, they may be nutritional, but can it harm you? If you take too many vitamins, yes, it is said that it can harm you. What do you have to say about that, Selena?
Well, I think it's sort of like anything else. If you take too much of a good thing, as they say, is not a good thing, then it becomes poisonous to your system. And not all things that you take, if they're vitamins, will do what they call self-eliminate, that, you know, you go to the bathroom or your stomach gets rid of it. Some things, an overdose, say, for instance, of potassium, it may lead to an outright heart attack and you won't leave. You won't be here. You know, you can sit there and you just keep taking it. It's just too much salt. And it can take you out. You know, a number of different vitamins. I don't want to sit up and give, say, an unworthy person any ideas, but there are a number of different ones that you can readily go and buy them. If you sit there and you take a whole bottle of it, it can be detrimental. You'll be at the hospital prayerfully before it takes your life.
So
not only am I...
Potassium is electrolyte in your blood. So if it's in high, over what I think is a narrow area, 3.5 to 5.0 blood level, so if you go over that 5, that's the electrolyte of that is too high, and that's what causes a heart attack. Vice versa, if it's too low, say it's down to 2.2, again, that's electrolyte. It's got to stay in that narrow area of 3.5 to 5.0. So if it's too low, again, your heart's going to act up and you can die. You can end up with a heart attack. I just want to point that out since you mentioned the electrolyte. And for those that are calling in, our board is up and working. For some reason, everything's working good. Thank you, God. All right. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to point out that when you mentioned potassium. Go ahead.
Sure. And there are many, many more. Another very, very common one might be calcium. Calcium is, of course, that we all know what it's used for, and especially since that's what our bones are made out of. That's what primary ingredient for your teeth. And there is a such thing as way too much.
You don't have enough calcium.
Exactly. Some people don't. Some people don't have enough potassium either. But if you take in over it.
What happens when they don't have enough calcium, though?
I understand that. But
no, I mean,
if you
what
take.
Happens, your question, if they don't have enough calcium.
Well, number one, your bowels become concluded, and you know you won't be able to go to the bathroom properly. You can also, and when you go for certain types of X-rays, certain things that they do, they'll tell you that they're because of the amount of calcium, because it is a mineral. It creates problems what they're able to see, but it will block your bowels up. And there's like an old joke we used to tell in the ghetto, you know, you get that thing backed up, and then, you know, the next thing you know, it begins to back up everything else. And the common person that usually will overdo calcium is children, mainly because. Some children live near where, you know, calcium is actually mined out of mines. And sometimes they just get into mom and dad's vitamins, and mom and dad figures there's no harm, no foul. You know, they see the kid eating and say, it's okay. It's just a calcium tablet. But when a child is 1 and 2 years old, it creates a problem.
Yeah, because vitamins can be very poisonous to a small child when it's not, mm-hmm. when it's over the amount and it's for an adult. That's why if you look at what they give children, it's a lower dosage. It's nothing compared to what they're giving a full-grown adult.
Absolutely. And another good vitamin that can wreak havoc is iron. For the most part, iron has properties that... Usually for an adult, unless you really like being in the restroom, iron is going to cause you to you won't be messing with iron too long to really get overdosed with it. But it's been known that some people will do that because, number one, when iron is in the stool, usually it turns a different color. When people get diarrhea, what happens is dehydration. And if you continue with that, then all of the rest of ugly things start to follow because with that dehydration, you know, you feel faint, you stop eating, you lose weight, all those kinds of things. Whereas the reverse of what iron is used for, normally it increases your red blood molecules so that your blood is able to carry more oxygen. But once you overdo it, then the body has no part but to try to pass that stuff out of your system. And one of the ways of doing that is literally flushing your system, which will make you very, very ill. Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Yep. If you take too much iron, iron also binds you up where you can't poop.
Yes, it will.
You're going to have to take something to be able to poop when you take too much iron. Or you may not even take too much iron. Iron is known to bind you for some reason. And so you have to take something so that your stools will still move.
Well, also, too, another one that actually goes with calcium, normally people that are taking calcium, the doctor recommends them to take folic acid. And folic acid, the reason for that is because calcium has a property. The body has a habit of eliminating it, and sort of like when you pour cement. When you pour cement, you have to put in there what they call you know, iron bars or something for the concrete to bind to. And calcium has that property, and so the thing that the doctor gives you is folic acid. And years and years ago when I worked in a hospital, we would get a lot of kids because, again, they've gotten into mom and dad's vitamins, and they take that folic acid. And you have an absolute mess because, first of all, we have misdiagnosis because that's one of the properties. Some of the properties make you think it's something else. And it's a little bitty pill, which if you've ever seen folic acid, which is, you know, either commonly distributed by, you know, Mother Nature or some of the other manufacturers, it's a little tiny little thing, but it can wreak havoc.
Yeah, I was reading one article, and this was experts from the Johns Hopkins, and they stated that 70% of the people 65 and older take a multivitamin or a mineral supplement every day. They said it's $12 billion industry, and experts are saying we should spend more money on, like, our fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grain, low-fat dairy products versus spending all this extra money on supplements and vitamins. They said that they did a study, and they found that, like, heart disease, cancer, mental decline, heart attacks, that taking supplements and things like that, they studied several groups. They said it didn't have any effect on people. I don't know. Part of me don't want to believe this study because people, I know for a fact, and you do too, if you end up with a lack of calcium in your bones, in your body, you end up all hunched over from vitamin deficiency, and part of that is calcium. And I know most physicians want you to take at least, what's it, 1,200 milligrams a day of calcium. They're talking, and because your food, especially the older you get, may lack some of the things because you're not, you know, eating enough calcium.
Well, I think there's various differences. For instance, if you're a woman of menstrual period age, then, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of things it's, you know, dispersed from the body. And again, if you're a lactating woman, if you're breastfeeding, mm-hmm. then there are reasons that vitamins are depleted from your body. And so that would be the reason that you need to take more. But under normal circumstances, I'm inclined to agree that for the most part, the best vitamins and minerals are found in food already, and especially food that is grown properly. You know, if it's in the proper soil, the organic, the proper things, there's plenty of vitamins and minerals. That's why you feel great when you eat your greens and your beans and your high protein. You know, it's a whole different feeling than sitting down having your cake and your ice cream and you're ready to fall over and go to sleep.
Now, see, I didn't know there was a study that showed that vitamin E and that beta carotene can be harmful when it's taken in large amounts. And they're advocating, physicians are advocating, read those labels. If it's a normal amount, that's fine, but still you're going to get it. If you're eating a balanced meal, they're still advocating that it's not necessary to take the supplement. Now, however, Center of Disease Control recommends women of childbearing age, I'm going to go back to that folic acid, take 400 micrograms of folic acid daily, because say they want you to have a certain amount in your body before you're pregnant, during that pregnancy, and after, because folic acid prevents what they call neurological in babies when taken before and after. And they're talking about spinal bifida and things like that, spinal problems. So there are times they're still advocating that you should have a certain amount, because if you don't, especially if you get pregnant or you're going to have a baby, your body lacks that folic acid, that's going to, it is going to cause problems. And they've been able to prove that one. Since nobody, birth defects with the brain, the spine, spinal cord, and they said that happens in the first month of pregnancy or before a woman even knows she's pregnant, that can happen. And you can end up with spinal bifida or what do you call that thing? Encephal, something like that, where the brain is bigger than what it's supposed to be, or the head area. So, and that contributes to lack of lack of folic acid. So on one hand, they're saying certain vitamins you have to have. I know for a fact, if you have a vitamin D deficiency and you have a weight problem, I don't care if you eat right and yet that and you still need vitamin D. And some people, that's a genetic factor. You won't lose no weight. You can go run a marathon, the whole thing, you won't lose nothing. All because of the vitamin D deficiency. So that's something now they do, or you can request a physician to run the vitamin D test to make sure you have enough on board. I guess the problem, looking up, the different information on the various vitamins and stuff, one hand, you have to have a certain amount, and even though your diet may be balanced, but you still may end up with a deficit where you need to take a supplement. What do you have to say about that?
Well, number one, I'm one of the candidates that I have a vitamin D3 deficiency, and in fact, I take 50,000 milligrams a week.
Wow.
Okay, and how?
Right.
Yes, and also calcium, because then how do they know that? They do what they call a bone density test,
mm-hmm.
and for me, it comes back certain numbers of thousands negative, So I am way below what they call normal recommendation. And, in some instances, I get teased quite a bit because, everybody's talking, well, you're dark enough, but you need to get out in the sunlight. Well, some things that just can't be acquired that way, not enough of it. So I'm all on board with there are some things that we have no alternative because it certain vitamins keep a balance. But I'm also in agreement because I probably have hundreds of different kinds of friends, and I would say 50 or 60 of them are what I call professional hypochondriacs, and they just love going to the various different drugstores and, buying something new. Some of their favorites are probiotics and things like that, just all kinds of crazy things that are supposed to be helping them do something. When I was a child, watching Lawrence Welk with my parents, everybody had Geritol.
Oh, that's
good. I love Geritol. This reminded me of the great Western days when, the guy came around with the wagon and he was selling a tonic. The tonic had everything in it that was going to make you feel great and get up and dance. And to a marked degree, to me, some of the same thing is going on in terms of marketing of vitamins and minerals, and especially to men, because we're living in the age of everybody wants to be sexually desirable. So some of the first areas that they point to is vitamins and minerals, and they want to sell them like horny goat weed and all this kind of stuff, tamarind, and some of the properties from some of these things, because I like to refer to, yes, there are vitamins and some things are just, they're herbs, herbal, and the manufacturer has the nerve, they put on the bottle, one of the reasons why it's unregulated, because they consider it all to be one thing. The vitamins aren't under certain restriction. It's food. Which
you know, some of the physicians are saying that the better solution is to have a healthy diet, a diet low in saturated fats, trans fats, low sodium, low sugar, and, you know, have your weight under control. But even with all that, would you agree this doesn't work for everybody? That's the ideal situation. But, like, for example, you have a pretty healthy diet. And that doesn't work. You still have to have the calcium.
Exactly.
Other than that, you're going to be in trouble.
You're exactly right, because I would be the prime candidate that I would stand up and say, there's something wrong with this, because you're exactly right. I'm one of the ones that I'm basically somewhere, I would say 95% vegetarian, basically a very, very healthy diet. And every time I turn around, guess where I'm at?
Yeah, to the hospital.
There you go.
And seeing where the balance is. So, you know what? They don't do routine vitamin tests, you know, like when you have a physical and stuff like that. Would you advocate that they should? That should be an area that should be just like they check your hemoglobin, white blood cells, that they should also be checking the vitamin levels, since vitamins are,
Various different. There are various different tests that they take on the blood itself, and the blood tells them yields the secret, you know. But some of the various different tests that they do on, say, the creatine, which you know tells them about the white cells and the hemoglobin, all these different things. It's expensive business, and I'm an advocate because me and you are both pro preventive medicine, because they can rant and rave all about what it costs. But if you grab these things up front, then you lower the cost, because at least you know that you have a person that's in a safe range versus what you're running into by not doing it. And it's one of the primary reasons that all of a sudden you have a friend that has leukemia, tuberculosis, all of these crazy other kinds of things, because they go undiagnosed. And they get the message, you got 30 days to live. And you go, how can that be?
Yeah, we talk more, how can we prevent this from happening? How can an old person prevent falling, or if they do fall, prevent their bones from breaking? If they're lacking calcium, that bone's going to break. Am I correct?
That's correct, because they become hard and brittle.
Mm-hmm. So you want to be able to take these things. I know one of the physicians in the article I read was advocating that it wasn't necessary to take these vitamins and things. I know not taking in excess, but they advocate pregnant moms to take vitamins. In fact, you have vitamins for pregnancy. They advocate to take folic acid. So when you get older, like 65 and older or 50 and older, they're trying to say that, just eat a healthy diet. And you've already proven that's not true for everybody. And it's not true for a lot of people, because we tend to maybe not eat enough calcium or know what enough calcium is, or something else may be wrong with the body itself where it's not taking in things. So taking the supplement can help. Now, I am in agreement with we shouldn't overdose us. You know, they want to give you these high amounts, and that's not good. But I do believe you should have something rather than nothing. No, we shouldn't take high levels of vitamin C. Remember, for a while they were talking about all this vitamin C, because that can do its damage too. So there's enough.
Well, it wasn't only them. The whole marketing thing changed, because everything, when you went in your dairy case, said fortified with vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Not take all that vitamin C, because it could be harmful.
yeah, we go through all of these different, what I call marketing and advertising things, and it's sort of like milk. You know, milk has something for everybody. All of a sudden, that slogan disappeared. Yeah, because milk doesn't have something for everybody. You know, there are lots of problems with things because it's all sales and marketing. They're after a dollar. And the chief one they have right now is called probiotics.
Right.
You know,
fish oil.
Remember
when they were telling everybody to take fish oil? They still do. And yet that can be harmful to your intestines and to your colon. And I said, wow, so no fish oil. Yet fish is better than taking fish oil. And then because of the mercury and all the problems we have, they don't want you to take but so much, because if you take too much fish, you can end up with a problem. But I guess it goes back to excess. It's just not good for, you know, anybody. You're on the air. This is American Health Crisis. If anyone wants to speak, you have to push 1. If you push 1, you feel free to join in the conversation at any time. And the number to call in is 858-769-4936. Press 1 if you want to talk. And we're talking about the dangers of vitamins. This is Paulette Young speaking, and we also have Selena Lindsay talking. So if you want to contribute or you have a question, you're welcome to join in at any time. Anyway, back to the vitamin crisis. So do you think it's, let me ask this question, because no, I think I know how you're going to answer it. Do you think that everything is money motivated versus health motivated?
you know, absolutely. It's motivated by money. It is not motivated by health. And from one manufactured to another, half of the vitamins that are for sale really have a daily recommended amount of the vitamin in there, because for the most part, more than half of it is going to be destroyed by your stomach. And so it's senseless. And there are only certain ones of them. And in fact, if you go to your local drugstore, none of that stuff is found in a health food store or a vitamin store. They don't sell them. So that kind of lets you know what's the good stuff and what's the stuff that's not a lot of good, because there's a separation of the church from the state at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, and I won't go naming certain brands, but
they're still advocating you need to let your doctor know what you're taking. And that they should be able to tell you if you should continue taking what you're taking, or you need to take some of what you're taking out of your diet. I do know they always advocate calcium. When you get a certain age, that you need to take at least, I think it's 1,200 milligrams of calcium per day, in addition to drinking 2 cups of milk or getting the rest of the calcium in your food. Most of them advocate that after a certain age.
After a certain age, because...
Can you ladies hear me?
Yes. Who's talking?
Okay.
You can just give
this
your
is Andrea
name.
James. Good evening, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very highly favored. What a wonderful subject. I didn't mean to cut off Selena, but it was, I'm right there with you ladies as far as supplements, and even some of the supplements aren't the best. You say go to the health food store, you still don't get what you need there. Best thing for us to do is control what we eat by growing our own and our own fruits and vegetables right there in front of our face, and we don't even need the soil. We can do it in the water. I think it's Bill Gates just paid some more money to have chemicals sprayed over our foods. Meeting on Richmond Saturday, Opportunity Zone in Pasadena, Opportunity Zone. A lot of people attended it on Saturday, and they covered a lot of subjects, even to the point that if you have somebody that has to wear a full uniform from head to toe in order to spray the food that we eat, what's wrong with that picture right there? And they say, try to eat as organically as possible. And even they say, even that, we still have to be watchful and mindful. We are what we eat.
We're at a point in our time. We need to begin to seriously know how to grow your own food, especially your fruits and vegetables.
That's where I'm at.
We depend on those vegetables. And that way you have better control, because you don't have to put chemicals on your own fruits and vegetables that you're growing in your yard, or borrow somebody else's yard. Or a lot of communities have gardens, and they don't use the chemicals on those things that they're growing, not at all. They use other forms of how to get rid of, you know, the insects, or some things that's beneficial anyway, so they don't get rid of it.
I also highly believe in supporting your local farmers markets.
Yeah.
Because those farmers have a better control over their independence, and they don't go with the masses. And they need to make a living too. And we cannot forget about the black farmers across the nation. There are a lot of farmers with some of the products that they're trying to grow. They're being replaced by the hemp product. I don't know if you heard over the weekend that they were like 480 some acres of supposedly hemp plants that were grown that somehow they found out had THC in them, so they had to burn them up.
All of that stuff has THC in it. We've done a show on that to prove what we had to say, me and Selena and several others. All of it has either a trace amount, and that means 0.3, and that's another subject, though, but I'll just say that there's no labeling as of today with Federal Drug Administration when there's even THC, even if it's a trace amount, present. And that's to me, that's a human tragedy, because now we'll go into, and I know that's another topic, now we'll go into the pregnant mom. So her unborn baby gets a trace amount. What will that do to the brain? And so what they're telling us is, oh, well, we haven't done no studies, so we're going to use pregnant people as guinea pigs so we can see all this next generation having THC. Let me tell you, if you can destroy the brain of an unborn child, you can control a whole nation. There's no labeling, and the Christians are all caught up in it. And it's just, it's, to me, it's the worst thing. That this is worse than the HIV that I've talked about. This is far worse, because with HIV, that was, you know, either sexually transmitted or that nature. But this time, we're talking about our food. We're talking about no labeling. We're talking about zero. What does zero mean to FDA? That means there's some in there. It's never gotten rid. I don't care if it's the hemp, the marijuana, or it's the cannabis oil. They all have a small amount of THC. At least let me be the judge if I want that. And that, now that you can put it in the oils and cook with it, can you imagine a pregnant mom eating that stuff? Or you go to a potluck, like Selena that's on the phone here, or on the show, having to have a chocolate cake with the tinfoil in it. and it had THC in it. This should not be. And people are innocently, well, they'll say, Paulette, there's no THC. Yes, it is. But there's no label. There's no rules. It just went wild, like a wildfire. And no one's talking. I haven't met a group yet that's taken up their cross to at least label. If we can just get the labeling so now people can decide if they want that stuff. Try to take a Christian off of him, off that THC. It'll be like impossible. Does it make them feel good?
How long did it take labeling to be on the side of cigarettes? And how harmful that is? How many years did it take for the labeling on the side of cigarettes?
So we're going to we're going to have a whole generation.
That could harm babies. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I'll go, let's get back to the vitamins, because we did do a show on that. We're going to follow it up again at a later date. But thank you for
I think with vitamins, you still can't. Thank you for that. I think the rawest and the best way to get your vitamins is not through the man-made supplements, but there again, it's through our food, what we eat. And I thought about that earlier today when I was making lunch. I said, okay, how many of my 5 fruits and vegetables do I have here today? And I could name 2, 1 fruit and 1 leafy vegetable. So that's as far as I got today. But it's I always think about that when I go to the grocery store. And what grocery stores do I go to? The quality of food, and as opposed to the farmer's market. So my fruits and vegetables, and my eggs and things like that, I switch more toward the local farmer's market. It may take me a little distance to get there, but I get there. And in forming that relationship, you know where your fruits and vegetables are coming from, and there again, even, excuse me, circumventing that is being your own farmer and growing it yourself, even to the point that senior citizens, communities, community gardens, I'm talking to several business owners that are involved in the Los Angeles community with gardens, and talking to them about bringing in your growing your own in your portable sustainable growing product. And that it's time that people start catching on to it, and it's not going anywhere. It's not and it's here to stay. And it's something that we can take control over, even in making the baby food. There's a lot of processed things in the baby food. So as we have our babies, for the mothers who don't want to breastfeed, the next best thing is to make your own baby food at home. That's what the mothers used to do. But the families have got more, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a matter of people taking out time to do that. Again, because I'm going to kind of wrap up the program, because I need Selena to share some of the other nonprofits that people may be interested in. But
I'm sitting at you ladies' feet taking notes.
Okay, we've been talking about This is America Health Crisis, your host, Paulette Young, along with Selena Lindsay, and then the other lady came on to share her. I'm sorry.
Andrea.
Oh, Andrea came on to share her information and her take on the vitamins. The bottom line is, you can't take much, because you do that it can be dangerous. There are those that have to have vitamin supplements, because the body, they can eat all the food that they want that's rich in these things, and still the body needs the extra, like those that are anemic, that have anemia, have to have the iron pills along with the foods that are rich in iron in order to keep a normal level. So there are situations where you do want those vitamins. A pregnant mom or before she gets pregnant, she should have her vitamins. But can you get too much vitamins? The answer is yes. The studies are in, and some of the reports of what too much vitamin can do to our body. So you don't want to overload. But, again, you need to share with your doctor what you're doing so that they have a full picture. And you can request, you know, can they do a vitamin panel so they can see if you have vitamin D deficiency or calcium deficiency or zinc deficiency. Because all these different minerals your body does need. And if it's deficient in that, then your body's not going to be functioning the way it should be functioning. So vitamins are important. Are we overloading ourselves on these vitamins? The answer, according to some of the studies, is yes. So then it is a $12 billion industry. And as Selena always says, money's involved with getting you to take these things. But on the other side, money's not involved in wanting to keep you healthy when you do have a deficiency. You got to do something. You can't just, you know, do nothing and not pay the consequence. Some of us have deficiency in potassium. You can eat all the bananas, all the vegetables and everything, the potassium is still deficient. And for people like that, they do say the doctor will give you pills to take additional potassium, but still that's all up under the umbrella of seeing a physician. Okay, before we go off this show, Selena always lets us know about some of the other nonprofits that people may be interested in, organizations that are doing great things anywhere from L.A. County to San Bernardino County to Riverside County to Orange County. Okay, Selena, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to start off by talking about the Enlightened Learning Club. The Enlightened Learning Club is located at 10570 East Foothill Boulevard in Rancho Cucamonga. The phone number over there is area code 909-980-8889. Again, 909-980-8889. And primarily what they do is they help kids with the SAT test, and they begin to help children learn how to think and to think through programs. The next organization we want to talk about is called Community Assistance, CAP. They are located at 24594 Sunnymead Boulevard, and they're open from 10 to 1 p.m. They're in Moreno Valley, California, and what they primarily help people do is to pay their light bill, their gas bill. They help at Easter and Christmas. Please contact Jerry, and you can contact Jerry at his website, jerry@mbcap.org. The next organization that I always talk about is one of the ones that both me and Paulette, I am the director there. Paulette is always there doing healthcare consulting, and that's Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California, and we're located at 1350 Arrow Highway. What I'd like to ask you is if you know somebody that needs food, or if you'd like to donate or come down and volunteer, please go to our website, which is sowingseedsforlife.org, and call Fran Robertson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. The next organization that we'd like to talk about is called Bright Prospect. Bright Prospect is located at 1460 East Hope Boulevard, and primarily what they do over there is they help low-income students, and they help them pick a college, try to get through college. You can go to their website, which is www.brightprospect.org. This is a great organization. I love the organizations that are doing something to help our youth. Here's another one. It's called the Fontana Community Association. What they help people do is they help them with skills and they help them gain access to opportunities. They're located at 16779 Spring Street in Fontana, California. The phone number over there is 909-803-1059. A little something that I want to throw into the mix for those of you that are out there and you need to get a computer or get caught up to date, please give this place a phone call or get onto the website. Go to the computerannex.com. The phone number there, 909-933-3577. Now, they have probably over 10,000 items in stock. They have every kind of computer you can think of, Sony, Dell, Toshiba, Apple, HP, Acer, you name it. They have it. Not only do they have it, one of the reasons I advocate you to go there because you don't need any credit. They'll finance it. Who do you know that sells computers still has layaway? They do. Please give these people a call. Again, the phone number is 909-933-3577. Because we all need a bit of education, and you got to be able to keep up. Another organization on my list is called VeteranCareSolutions.org. Veteran Care Solutions is run by LaShonda Jones, and primarily what she does there is she will even help organizations or anybody that's interested in working with veterans and help them show you where you go to for a grant, where do you look for veterans, how to assist veterans with getting various different services with Veterans Administration or finding a place to live. You can reach LaShonda at area code 909-329-8288. One of my favorite organizations to talk about because it's sort of a tongue twister is called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. There's a lot of us like that. The person that runs this organization, her name is Kathy Braxton, and they're scheduled to open up a new drug and rehab place, which soon I'll have that address. It's going to be in Lake Arrowhead. But however, until then, you can reach her at area code 562-313-0041. Also on Saturday, every Saturday, usually, these guys do something unusual. They're out there with a barbecue pit, or they'll do some hot dogs, and they're out there to help the homeless or anybody who just wants a bite to eat. Stop by there. They're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. Again, the phone number there is 562-313-0041. One of the things that I always do just before I close is I always like to speak a little piece of my own mind, and so here we go. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough questions. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I choose to be. I work hard to be a game changer. I take risks. And I use myself. I tell sly stories and experiences. I share my weaknesses and my mistakes. I use me as the guinea pig. Basically, I have a small belief, and that belief is to help people that cannot help themselves. I am Selena A. Lindsay, and I thank you for listening to this broadcast, and we'll be back again next week. Paulette, take it away.
Okay, before we close, I want to mention we also have Fathers and Family Coalition of America, Dr. James Rodriguez, guys, I'm tongue-tied.
Clinton
CEO. His telephone number is 424-789-4644 or 760-789-4694. They are Fathers and Family Coalition of America is having their 21st conference in February, the week of February the 24th. It's a five-day conference. There's going to be a lot of great workshops there. You can get educational credits also. So you want to check out the website and register today. And it's called Fathers and Families. Family Coalition, I mean Fathers and Family Coalition of America.org. You can type that in and go straight to the website and register today. There are discounts being given out. It's going to be really, really great. There's another one of the presenters. Her name is Phyllis McNeil. She has her MSW, and her website is phyllis@stpic.org. Her phone number, if you need to reach her, 951-272-5747. And she's one of their presenters. There's a whole list of presenters. I know I'm not mentioning all the names, but if you go to the website, you'll get all that information. You'll get excited, and you'll want to be there. So before everything sells out, it'd be good that you go to Dr. James Rodriguez, who's president of Fathers and Family Coalition of America. Go to that website, and you can get all the information that's needed. Okay, we'll be on again next month at same time on Monday, again at 8 p.m. Pacific time with another hot topic. Now, next week, we will be on the air with Fathers and Family Coalition of America, where we'll be bringing in at least four of the speakers with workshops. We'll be on the air to present just a taste of what's going to be presented at the upcoming conference, February the 24th of 2020. Okay, next time we'll hear from you again. I know a lot didn't speak, don't have to, but glad you came on the air to listen. Thank you. We'll see you again next Tuesday. We'll be on for Fathers and Family Coalition of America. We have four great speakers that are part of the workshop coming up in February. Bye.